For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Health department guidelines in Michigan mean many families have decided not to get together for Thanksgiving this year. Maybe you want a traditional meal, but you've never done it yourself. For first-timers, I talked via Zoom with MSU Executive Chef for Residential Dining, Kurt Kwiatkowski. We're calling this segment Thanksgiving for Beginners. What's the first thing I need to know about going out, buying a turkey, and making a turkey for Thanksgiving?
I think try and buy it as close to when you're going to cook it as possible, as long as it's fresh. If it's frozen, you're going to want at least 3 days, maybe even four, to let that thaw out in your fridge. And if you're going to thaw it out in your fridge, make sure that it's in another bag or in a bag that has a pan underneath it, because it will purge some liquid. And we don't want any of those raw turkey juices getting on anything else in the refrigerator. Fresh, to me, is always better than frozen, because then you don't have to worry about the thaw process or anything like that in the refrigerator.
What about baking? What sorts of temperature, what sorts of times should I be thinking about?
What I always try, rule of thumb, 20 minutes for every pound, and use that as a loose reference, because every oven's different, right? I always like to make sure the bird's seasoned on the outside and the inside, because the aromatics and what you put on the inside will help permeate the inside of the bird and help flavor some of the meat as it's cooking too. I don't stuff it so full that you can't get airflow, but it's really important to make sure that you've got some nice aromatics, some citrus, maybe part of a cinnamon stick, some bay leaves, some fresh herbs stuffed in there with, your carrot, celery, and onions, maybe even an apple, work really well. And I usually run it at about 325. I run it maybe a little bit lower than most, because I'd rather take my time with it. And for at least that first hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, I keep it covered, and then I'll uncover it. And every 20 minutes, I'm basting that turkey, like every 20 minutes, and just letting it run right over more of the breast meat, that white meat. And then for final doneness, make sure that you're temping the inside thigh deep into the bird. The meat up on top, that on the breast meat, is going to actually cook quicker. So if you temp that, most likely the dark meat will not be cooked all the way. We're looking for a finished cooking temperature of 165 degrees, and pull that bird out. It should be nice and golden brown on the top, and just let it rest. We never want to pull the bird out and start cutting it. You want to give that thing at least a half hour rest time, because what's happening is all the liquid that's in the protein is all at the center. And you need that liquid to kind of redistribute throughout that bird, or as soon as you cut into it, all the liquid's going to purge right out.
What about one of the other side dishes? Everyone's going to want potatoes.
One of the things that I always make at home, and I make them year round, is I call them like oven fries. So you're going to quarter some Yukons, or just get them to maybe a two bite or one really big bite piece. And you're going to put them in some water with about a teaspoon of baking soda and let that cook on medium high heat for about 10 minutes. And it'll just start the cooking process. But that baking soda actually acts as a reactant and will help brown the potato. So then you strain it out. You throw some olive oil with, I usually use dried oregano, some salt, some pepper, and a little bit of granulated garlic. Toss those potatoes really well into the oven on the bottom rack at 425, 15, 17 minutes. Pull them out, turn them. You'll see a nice golden brown starting on the one side that was face down. You turn them over back into the oven for another 20 minutes. You pull them out, and those things will be nice and crunchy brown on the outside, but on the center, it'll be nice, light, and fluffy, almost like a mashed potato.
Let's talk a little bit about timing. How do we make this all come out so that the meal's ready at one time?
Think about that extra half hour, 45 minutes that you're going to have after that turkey comes out of the oven. And that's when you can adjust and play with the temperature of the oven. If you're at 325, as soon as you pull that bird out and it's good, it's resting, you can crank that oven to 425, put your potatoes in. It's always a juggling act, right? Especially when you have one oven.
Chef Kurt Kwiatkowski, always good to see you. Thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Scott. All the best to you and your family.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. One other idea from Chef Kurt. If you want to try baking a pie for the first time, it might be a good idea to do that on Wednesday rather than adding it to the tasks on Thanksgiving Day.